Or was it said, no, deina mechaperis, they have to know that they can't use it? Shlo yirmu, that people should not say, mizbech oichel gezelus. It's not right that if we knew it was stolen, so b'shas we're using it, we know we're using a korban that was stolen, that's no good. Midirabon is the knas, we don't want people to say, our kosher, no, our Torah dikim mizbech is eating something that's gezel. That we don't want. So Moses Mishleim, the Yudah says, only knas, and the Tony Chattis, it says a chattis on, yeah, Rabbi Yudah, my year a chattis, if you don't want a nami, so let me boy come. If boy Yudah, the call, I feel a chattis, nami, the nami. The chayle b'damu, the soul of Rami is vech. We the kind of machulay, I feel the rock, he goes, the shloyach is vech. All right, we'll go to this last thing again. So Mitch, so... You hold enough nun hay in my base. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, the Mishnah says that if you have a korban chattis, that was a gzula, so it says this man, if the rabbin do not know about it, salach mismechaperis, we could use it. If they take an oilam. So more brought down as a machloikis that Uli says midiraisa, it's not mechaperis, because yish is not koina. It's only midirabon that it's good. Rashi says also shevi atas, it's okay. And Uli, Rabbi Yudah says no. Rabbi Yudah said yish is koina, midiraisa is good. It's only midirabonin that if they know about the korban, you're not supposed to bring it. Because people will say the mizbech is eating gzeilos. So most of this, take a look. Bishlei meula, hainu detoni chatis. According to Ula that holds midirais, it's no good. That's why it says chatis. That since the reason why we let the korban go through is because the kahanim are going to feel bad about it. They're not going to have what to eat, and therefore we let the korban go through. But oila mashenka by korban oila, since the kahanim don't receive anything, then they won't feel bad. So a korban oila we would not let go through. Ela the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she holds midiraisa. The korban is good, yish is koina, even though it was stolen, still yish is koina. So midiraisa, the korban should be good. So my yirichatis, what does the Mishnah say? The lochas by chatis, afilu oila nami, the same lochas apply by korban oila. That the mazed we should have said they can't bring it. Because of this taina, we don't want people to say the mizbech is eating zelus, but b'shoyk it should be kosher. So Moses says true, but I'll tell you, loy mi boy koma. Not only this, even that. Loy mi boy oila. Not only korban oila. The koluhi that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. Maybe that's why we should not let it go through. Because then people say the mizbech is eating zelus. El afilu chatas, even a korban chatas nami. The chayla v'dam, who does all gabi mizbech? A korban chatas, the only thing that goes on the mizbech is only the chayla v'dam. If he does the rest of the meat, kana machile, the kana eat it. So I would have thought to say maybe people won't talk so much that the mizbech is eating zelus. Afilu achi, even so, no gozer, rabbonus to medic zero. Shelo yomu mizbech ochel zelus. They don't want people should say the mizbech is eating zelus. So that's why the Mishnah says that. Be mazed with, I mean, if people knew about it, that this korban was gezula, we don't let them bring it. Even though midiraisa yish is kain and really the kegdish is chal, but midrabanan though, we don't want people to say the mizbech is eating zelus. Tonight, we learn like this. Our Mishnah says, al chatis hagzula. If you have a korban, chatis that was stolen. It was a stolen animal that the person was matish. So, shalonoidilorabim, the people did not know about it, the kahanim did not know about it, b'shas they brought it. Shimechaperis. That the mice said is mechaperis, the owner does not have to bring another one. It's a takana. Like we said, we don't want the kahanim to feel bad, they won't bring more kabonis. So mishantikim mezbeach, rabbanan said, let it go through, the kapara is good. So bishleim aliyahula nicha, according to Ula, it's very good. It says, midi raisi yish is not kaina. See, midi raisi the korban is no good, it's only midi rabbanan that it's good, you need to take an oilam. Elul Rabbi Yehuda ibchem iborle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be just the opposite. The view of those midi raisi yish is kaina. So if I can't, you have to have a reason why the mezid is no good, not a reason why b'shoigig it is good. So Moses says, "Hachi na mikom is like the true. Contribute this is the way you should learn. Loi noida mechaperis. If the oilam did not know that it was stolen, then the kapar is good. Noida, but if the kahanim knew that this carbon was a stolen carbon, ain't the mechaperis. Then they cannot use it. If they did, the carbon is no good. Do you know why? If na'itikin amizbeach." The reason why, if we know it was gezula, we can't use it, not because midiraisa it's possible, but rather midiraisa it's good because yish is kaino. But it's only midirabonin zol mishum tikkun on mizbech. We don't want people to say the mizbech is eating things that were stolen. Most of Rav asked a question like this. It says ganif gonaf higdish. If you stole somebody's, let's say, shor, and then you were makdish it, v'yachakach tofach, and then you shechted it. or mocher, or you sold it to somebody else. So locher is mishan tashlumi kefil, but vi einoi mishan tashlumi abom b'chamisha. You have to pay kefil because you stole it. A ganav has to pay back twice. The idea is halacha, if you sell it afterwards or you shecht it, you have to pay dalet v'hei. That's only if the animal still belongs to the owner. But here that you are makdish it on hegdish is no din dalet v'hei. See, apart from dalet v'hei. The Tony Lob, we learned on this halacha here though, ba'achut ki ha'gavna. Let's say you stole an animal and then you are makdish it. So it's hegdish. Now if you shecht this animal outside the mizbeach, oinish chorus, it's called a regular shchut echutz. And for that, Yechayev Chorus. So what do we see? The Chur, we see the Hegdish is Chal upon this animal. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, Yechayev Chorus. And the question is, V'yam, if you tell me like Ula learns, that Yish Kedi Lekoni, stamp for the fact that the owner was Miyayish, after you stole it. That's not a Kenya, it doesn't make it yours. If so, Chorus Mayavidite. So the Hegdish is not Chal on a stolen animal, you can't be Maktashit. So Abizoy, why is there a chi of chorus if you shecht it outside? It shouldn't have it in shchut echutz. So my answer is Amar Rav Shizbi, chorus midivrayim. According to what you have to learn here, it's only midirabonin. Those midirabonin we said hegdish ischal and midirabonin yichayev chorus. So this the Gemara says back, achicholay, they laughed at him. What kind of answer is that? Chorus midivrayim ika. Is there a chi of chorus and in the rabbonin? Like in the rabbonin, you don't have a chi of chorus. How could it be a chi of chorus over here? So my answer is, Omalei Rav, Rav said back to him, Gavra Rab Omen Ulsef, if an important person says something, don't laugh at him, that's the first thing, never laugh back. Is, what's the pshat? Like, I'll tell you, Chorus, what he meant to say is, Shaidei Divrayim Bosaloi. Just meant to say that because of a Din Midirabonon of Hefka Bez Nefka, that's why there is Chorus Na Midiraisa. Which meant to say is, Okmu Rabbonim B'Rishusai Kehechid L'Chayiv Allah. But the Rabbonim is always a cloud of Hefka Bez and Hefka. So true. You first stole this shore. If you steal something, really it doesn't belong to you yet, even if the owner was Miyayish, and Hegdish should not be Chal. But the Rabbonim say Hefka Bez and Hefka, the Rabbonim took it away from the real owner and gave it to you, that your Hegdish should be Chal. What is it chal for? So that Rashi says, that's when Mishnah says, b'dieved, yemechaper, it's chal because of this. And secondly,
yeah.
So therefore, as hefka, bez nefka, Rabbonim put it into his reshus, and therefore now, lemais, it's his korban, both for kapor, like the Mishnah says, and there also, if he shechts it outside, he'll be chayiv koros. So where is the question like this? Omar Rova, ho vadei komi boili, this for sure I have a question. When the Rabbonin says it belongs to him, Mishas Geneva, did the Rabbonin say it belongs to you now at the time when you stole it? Or Mishas Hegdesha? No, as we're going, really it shouldn't belong to you. Because even though the owner was Miyayish, so what? Yish Bechti is not Koina. Only because you were Maktashit. So maybe the Rabbonin only said it belongs to you after your Hegdesh, after Mishas Hegdesh from then on. So Mora says, L'may Nafkamina, what would be the difference over here? The Mora says, Nafkamina would be, L'gizu save all the seer, for the gizes and for the blodis. My, what's the locha? The Mora says, Ho d'amar Rava, then Rava said, Mistav, no, L'gizu and blodis means, who gets the shearing off of the wool, or the animal gave birth, before you makdash it. Like you stole it, and then two months later, you makdash it. So who gets the wool, or the blodis in between? So my, what's the locha? Hold on my robe, then robe said like this. Mistav, the sorrow should go is that mishas hegdesha, that you should get a bishas tamakdashit. That's when it first belongs to you, and not before. And the sorrow is, shlo yechot niskar, that a chot should not gain on the deal. Shlo yechot niskar, we don't want you to gain on the deal. Therefore, we said it doesn't belong to you until you first makdashit. But before you makdash it, when you stole it, it still belongs to the original owner. Therefore, of course, he'll get any wool that comes off it, or he'll get the vlodis that are born. Mishnah said like this, Lo'hoya sekrikun b'Yehuda. The halacha, the more comes out, the halacha of a sekrikun. A sekrikun are like goyim that grab away the property house of a Jew. So they're special halachas we'll soon see. These halachas do not apply b'harugei mechamim. When Yehuda, when the goyim were fighting and killing the Jews, it did not apply these special halachas. We'll soon see what the halachas are. But meharugei ha-mechamim v'yelich, after the war stopped, then yesh loy sikrukin. Then it has the halacha sikrukin. So Rashi says, harugei ha-mechamim means mechamim titus. Shoyes yivushalayim v'yehuda v'gemara porach maikamah. when Titus was fighting Klai Yisrael, then it did not apply the special law of the Zikrikun. But after his times, then the law is applied. So Mor says, Kesed, what's the law when it applies? Like this. If Zikrik community said now a guy goes and grabs away a Jewish house from the owner. So now, and he puts it up for sale, he wants to sell it. So, lokach misikrikin. If another Jew comes and wants to buy it off this guy, and the guy says, okay, I'll give it to you half price, because the guy grabbed it, so he's happy to get money for it. Then, v'chazav lokach mibalabayis. Then he goes and asks the balabas, are you also agreed to sell it to me, the original owner? And he says, yes. So, lokachri is mekhe bottle. Later, the mekhe still does not take place. It's still bottle. Rashi says, why? Because we say, because the second Jew, Meiri, he was only afraid he did it. In Amriosi says like this, I would rather see this house by the second person, then maybe I'll be able to get it back from him. But as long as it's by this guy, I can't touch it. So the owner doesn't really want to sell it. He just wants it to get away from the Sikrikun. So therefore the law is, if you buy it, your sale is no good. The owner later has a right to complain and say, listen, it's still my house, nothing doing. What about though, Mi balabayis, if first the Jew went to the original owner and told him, listen, do you want to sell me your house? And he said, yes. V'chos av lokach misikrikun, and then you went to this guy and asked him, here's some money, sell me the house, mechakayim. Then the mechir is good. Since the owner first gave his consent here, then we say he really wants to sell it. Now, same type of halacha applies also by iksuba. That means a man, after he got married, he knows he has a chiyuv, he set aside property to pay his wife for the ksuba. If he ever has to give her ksuba, he set aside property right now for his wife for the ksuba. Now, a person wants to buy that property. So it depends, like this. Lokach minish. First you go to the husband and say, listen, I want to buy that property. And he says, okay. Because of lokach minisha, and then you go to the wife and ask, oh, listen, I know this property was set aside for your ksuba. Would you want to sell it to me? And if she says yes, mechrim bottle, still that sale is no good. Again, because really maybe she does not want to sell it to you. She's only saying it because since the husband said yes, she doesn't want to start up with the husband. But really she herself would not want to sell it. What about the opposite way though? Minuisha, first you go to the wife and ask her, do you want to sell it to me? And she says yes. For chaz of lokach minish, and then you go to the husband and buy it off the husband, mechra kayim, then we say the mechach is kind, the sale is good. And the same matev v'locha, like Sikrikun. Then we see she really means what she's saying. The more Mishnah says though, zu Mishnah Rishoyna. This is the way that Tanoim said at the beginning. But Bezdin Shalachrayim, the next generation, the next Bezdin after them, the next set of Tanoim said no. Amru, they said like this, that halakeach misikrikun, whenever you buy the field off this Sikrikun, off this guy that grabbed it, you should know the loch was like this. Noisayin labaylam revi. Like the sale is chal. And let's say, Marshal, the house really is a $400 house. And the guy grabbed it away from the Jew. Now, when the guy sells it, let's say he sells it for $300. For him, it's pure profit. So he sells it for $300. So, Lachar is, Naisen Labailam Ruvi means one third of the money you paid. Let's say one third of 300 is 100. Which, if you add up 100 and 300 is 400, so really it's one quarter. Like it's one quarter from the outside and a third of the inside. So, it gets to one third of what you paid the guy, you have to give now to the original owner. Because that's a swara. Like, why should the original owner lose out? Like, really, this house is really worth $400. Just the guy grabbed it away from you, so he's selling it for $300. So it's not fit that the new buyer should gain the extra $100. So that's what the takonah is, the extra $100 you have to give back to the original owner. Amosai, when was this said, though? Bizman shein biyod likach. Only if the original owner does not have enough money to buy the field off this guy. But let's say the original owner has enough money to buy the house, like he wants to buy it back from the guy first, then the locker is, we have to give the original owner the right to buy it back from the guy, because it's his property. He can't get it any other way. So therefore he's nicha to spend another $300 to get his house back, so of course he has first rights to it. But Rabbi Hoshev Bezdin Beninu, but Rabbi put a Bezdin upon this, and they put the psak like this. Shim Shosa Bifnei Sikrikun Shnei Masachodesh. Let's say after the guy took it for 12 months, the original owner did not come to buy it back, but it stayed in the hands of this guy for 12 months, then Kol HaKodem Likach Zocha. Whoever comes first to buy it off this guy, he has the right to keep it. Avonais in the bottom of V, but the first halacha still applies. that if you buy it cheap off the guy, so it's not so smart that the original owner should lose out. Therefore, 1/4, which we said is really 1/3 from the inside, that much you have to give back to the original owner. So Gemara sounds like this. The Gemara thought the Mishnah says that Bishas Harugei Malch, Bishas they were killing the Jews, the Metzias, he couldn't find this type of a case. It only started afterwards. So Gemara says it should be just the opposite. Hashta Berugi Al Mechama. If you want to tell me when the Goyim were killing out the Jews, you don't have this case of Goyim taking away the houses. So Merugi Al Mechama V'yendach Yesh Bosik Rikun. After the fight stops and there's peace, then the Goyim do take away the houses. Doesn't make sense. Like, if anything, to take away the houses when they're fighting. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudhu, sounds like this. The Mishnah means, Loidona Bodin Sikrikun Kamar. The Mishnah means to say, true, of course the Goyim grabbed away the houses. But the Alocha, the Mishnah did not apply at that time. It was soon said, the Amar Rav Asivasi said like this. Gimel Gzeiras Gazur Gzerta. There were three Gzeiras the Romans made then. Kamaisa, the first Gzeira was when Titus and Russia came to fight, to conquer Yerushalayim was, called the loy kotlik the loo. Whoever any guy that does not kill a Jew, he himself will be killed. So the Imam is out to kill the Jews. So at that time we say that if the Sikrikun goes and takes your house, and like the Jew says, listen, don't kill me but keep my house, for sure the Jew means it. And the Jew then with all his might is giving away his house to the guy. So then you're allowed to buy the house right away off the guy, you don't have to come and ask the Jew. Because for sure the Jew means to give away the house completely. So the din of the mission does not apply then. Mitzayasa, the second type of gzera was called the kotel laitzia bozuzi. Whoever kills a Jew gets paid money for it. Not that you don't get killed if you don't, not that you get killed if you don't kill them, but just if you kill a Jew, the Romans will pay you. Pasraisa, the third gzera was already just the opposite. Then they made peace already. Then called the kotel ikdalu. If a guy goes and kills a Jew, he'll be killed for it. So from then on, hilkach. Kamaisa Mitsuyasa, during the first two Xeris when the Goyim had permission to kill the Jews, Kivun the Katli Agav Unsa Gomro Makna. Since the Jew knows that the guy could kill him, so when he gives away his house, he really means to give away the house. And therefore whoever wants to buy the house later has the full right to buy it off the guy. But Basraitsa, but by the third Xera, when the Goyim cannot kill out the Jews anymore, Amri, then we said the Jew thinks like this. But it no lishkol. True, the guy now took away my house today. But I don't give up hope of getting it. I still want it back. I think lamocha tavon lebedina. Tomorrow I'll take him to Bezdin. So therefore, that's the lach of the Mishnah Rishayna, that you can go and buy the house off that guy, because it doesn't belong to him. It still belongs to the original Jew. So that's when these halachas apply, after they made shalom, that they at least can't kill out the Jews. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan says, my dear Siv, what's Shan the Posik, Ashra Yodim, is good to the person, Mefachatomid. That's always afraid. Rashi always says he's always afraid if he's doing enough mitzvahs, or he has to be afraid that everything he does is doing right. Here Rashi says he has to be worried to make sure he makes the right decisions to see the future. You have to make the right decisions that you shouldn't harm yourself, like we'll soon see. But Umak Shaliboy, if somebody hardens his heart, Yipobaru will only fall for the bed. What does that mean? Akamsa ba Kamsa, because of the story of Kamsa and the other person, ba Kamsa, Chorv Yushalayim. Yushalayim was destroyed. Atana Goylo, Tana Goloysa, because of a hen and a rooster, is Chorv Turmalka. The city Turmalka was destroyed. We'll see that story later on. And Ashka, the Rispaka, like for a leather strap, Chorv Beta. The city Beta was killed. Now the Gemara explains the cases. What's the story? To who garva there was a person, Zerach Mekansa. He had a friend called Kamsa. Obal Devove and his enemy was Bar Kamsa, called Bar Kamsa. So once happened that Obad Sudasa, this man, this rich man, made a big Suda. Omal El Shemayis, he told his servant, Zil Isli Kamsa, go invite my friend Kamsa to my Suda. Also, so he went Isli Bar Kamsa. By mistake, he invited the enemy Bar Kamsa. Also, so Bar Kamsa got the invitation. He thought, no, maybe this person began to like me, he's doing tshuva, so I'll go to his suda. Ashkechei de Yosef. So when the Bala Bas came in, he found that his enemy, Bar Kamsa, was sitting there. Omalei said to him, Michti, who gavra bal devava to gavra who? Like, you're my enemy. My boyasachu, what are you doing by my suda, by my simcha? Come, get up, puk and leave. That's what this man told Bakamsa. Omalei, so Bakamsa said back to him, listen, Hoyol v'yasoy, since I came already, Shafkan, leave me alone, let me stay, v'yihidnu l'chor d'mei ma v'yachilna v'shesina. And I'll pay you the money for the food that I'm going to eat and that I'm going to drink, but at least let me stay, I came already, you're embarrassing me to throw me out. Omalei, the man